Skagway's newest brewery turned on its taps this month. Its opening came during a conversation at the state level about the rules for tasting rooms. I took a tour of the Klondike Brewing Company.
That's a sign of fermentation happening.
Joel Probst is one of Klondike's brewers.
I came to Skagway specifically to brew beer.
He points to a hose emptying from a big silver tank into a white bucket full of bubbling brown liquid.
So this one right here is an Imperial Stout. Looks a little messy on the blow off there, and that's going to happen sometimes. Next door, of course, we have a brown ale right there, which is doing very well. And then this tropical pale right here is just about done. It's barely bubbling.
The Klondike Brewing Company opened on May 1st, the same day the first cruise ship of the season sailed into town. The room where beers are brewing is warm, and the air smells sweet.
It's almost like a candy shop for adults.
There are four beers on draft right now.
We're definitely a small system. We run a 7-barrel brew house. We just have 4 fermenters.
But Probst says the company plans to eventually sell their beers on tap at local bars and restaurants. Once the beer is ready to go, the brewers transport it through hoses to a refrigerated room across the hall.
We could go in the cold room if you want to see where the beer ends.
Sure.
So those are the condensing fans going. So we shoot for 38 degrees.
It's basically a big walk-in refrigerator, along with the finished beer waiting in tanks around the perimeter of the room. Probst stores various ingredients on shelves. There's a lot of fruit puree.
You can do anything with beer. It's pretty amazing. That's 40 pounds of coconut right there. So it's there's lots of different things that you can do. And there's cacao nibs and all sorts of things to put in the beer. And this is leftover pizza.
Not going in the beer.
The main part of the brewery is the tasting room. A big chalkboard on the wall lists the beers currently on tap. Probst says the tasting room plays a critical role in the company's finances.
My grain, you know, I buy at one price. By the time it lands in Skagway, it's double the cost. There's no way that we can recoup the price on these things without this.
A bill reworking Title IV that lays out state alcohol laws was recently dropped for the current legislative session. That action comes after disagreements over an amendment introduced to Senate Bill 76. It aimed at reducing the amount of product breweries and distilleries can sell as samples in tasting rooms. Klondike is now the second brewery in Skagway, and the town's first distillery opened last summer. Probst, who came to Skagway specifically to brew beer, speaks highly of the community he's landed in.
The folks here that are incredibly welcoming and just amazingly able. If you need something done, you can find someone that can do it. You know, you may not be able to go to the store and get everything you need, but you can always find the individual that can make it for you, bend it for you, weld it for you.
And Klondike, now they can brew it for you. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.